Okay. So, what's your race, nationality, or ethnicity, or whatever you want to share?
I'm black. I identify as half Bajan, from Barbados, and half Dominican. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. So, would you identify as Afro-Latino?
I feel like for me it depends. I don't know, some days I feel like I'm more black than anything. But I guess like in my lifetime I've identified more of my blackness, I guess,
mm-hmm.
Rather than like my Dominican heritage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know, I like the definition of Afro-Latino, mm-hmm. and like I feel like it's an important like distinction,
yeah.
But sometimes I do feel like I'm not within that Latino profile sometimes, mm-hmm. like, so.
What, like, sways you towards one side or the other?
So, like, my dad's from DR, mm-hmm. and he's very, he has a very, like, pro-black type,
uh-huh.
kind of, not really agenda, but, like, that's just how, like, his feelings are. He grew up in, like, the time of Trujillo. He was the dictator that, you know, killed a lot of Haitian Dominicans or dark-skinned Dominicans, mm-hmm. or whatever. My dad's fairly light-skinned, so he was okay, whatever, but he also knew, like, there were, like, just, like, seeing the terror or whatever that happened in the country around that time, as well as, like, what his parents and grandparents would talk about.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't kind of like in support of that. He hated it, to the point where like I wasn't, like we weren't, like me and like my siblings weren't allowed to speak Spanish in like the house or like,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So he's very much like, you know, he tries to remove himself from like the Dominicanness or whatever.
Yeah.
And kind of like has led that with, like, it's kind of just, like, dropped onto us as well. But, like, you know, I feel like there is some, like, type of acknowledgement only, like, for family and not for, like, the country. It's, like, your family's from here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we visited when I was, like, last time I visited, I think I was, like, 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, you know, we make sure to stay connected with family, but it's less so of a connection with the country and, like, that's pretty much it for the most part.
That's interesting. So, you're saying that, like, you don't identify with this at all, or when you do, it's, like, on your own accord, or...
Yeah, I feel like it's on my own accord. I don't know, I feel like it's kind of... It's hard to describe for me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, at the same time, I know I have, like, Dominican blood, but it's just, like, it's really tough for me to, like, be okay with it, mm-hmm. I guess, is, like, the right way to say it. It's, like, there's so many problematic things with that country, as well as just, like, in my, like, even, like, here in America, in, like, the community, it's, like, my community is predominantly... it's pretty much like Dominican, Puerto Rican, or Jamaican, and it's just like, it was like, I don't know, it was just like kind of tough, like, saying that you were a black Dominican,
mm-hmm.
in that area, because it was just like, you know, it felt like you had to like test your, like you had to be tested, like your Dominicanness had to be tested,
mm-hmm.
it was like, all right, like, do you know, like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's your family from blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, your family can't be from Santiago because that's where, like, all the light-skinned people are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, technically my dad is light-skinned, but it's just like, you know, it gets to this weird problem of, like, you know, colorism and, like, saying, like, oh, I'm more light-skinned or, like, I'm more whatever. And it's like, at the same time, we're all black. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, if some guy from Spain came to DR and, like, looked at all of us, they call us black, and, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, I mean, that's something my dad would teach me a lot, or, like, tell me about, and say, like, you know, because I know, like, when I was younger, it was, like, a lot of things, like, my, like, elementary school was pretty much, like, it was pretty much all, it was, like, pretty much, like, half Dominican, half Puerto Rican, and, like, I remember, like, talking to my dad about, like, I forgot what happened, but it was, like, some argument I had with, like, some Puerto Rican kids or whatever, and it was just, like, you know, my dad was just, like, you know, all of you guys are black, like, you know, because, you know, when someone from Spain, blah, 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 like, mm-hmm. what I just said, like, you know, he's very much, like, you know, you're black first, you know, and not, and he's, like, kind of just, like, distanced, helped me, like, distance, like, the whole Dominican-ness, and, yeah, it's just, like, it's been really confusing, like, I've never really talked about, like, the whole identity thing, but, it's just that I know for sure, like, with the whole claiming of Afro-Latino, I feel like Afro-Latino has only been, like, a thing for me, or, like, a term that I've acknowledged until, like, I reached college. Like, I've never really, like, thought of it as, like, something I can identify with, even though, like, you know, there's, like, check boxes and, like, your standardized tests or whatever. I've always, like, just chose black and was like, all right, like, I'm gonna go with that and do my thing or whatever and do this test or whatever. Like, and I feel like taking, like, I took, like, a couple of Latino studies courses, and it's, like, that's when I've learned, been able to, like, learn a little bit more about what it means to be Afro-Latino and just, like, understanding, like, certain struggles and, like, some that I can easily identify with. So, yeah, pretty much just, like, on my own accord, because, like, I'm still trying to, like, fit, not really fit it, but it's just, like, I guess, like, have it connect with my life or, like, whatever, you know. It's, like, Afro-Latino is a pretty, like, new term for me, and it's, like, I'm still, like, learning it, I guess. It's the best way to say it.
You're saying that, like, as a black person, you're usually find yourself dissociating with the Dominican side, and I'm assuming that in the example you told me in the elementary school, like, the Puerto Ricans are the ones, like, dissociating with their black side. Like, why do you think that is? And, like, what differs in your case?
Okay. I guess, well, for one thing, I know it's both Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, like, distance themselves from, like, the African or, like, black side, for sure. Because I know, like, in Dominican, like, culture, it's an insult if someone called you, like, Haitian. Like, if someone was, like, dark enough to be, oh, like, you're Haitian, like, you're... And that was literally, like, the war. That's, like, you know, saying you wish your mom, like, drunk bleach or something. Like, it's, like, it's such, like, a terrible thing. Like, you know, and, like, I remember, like, even when I was younger, I was, you know, pretty ignorant. And it was, like, you know, someone would be, like, oh, like, is your family from Haiti? And I was, like, who are you talking to? Like, this is, I'm, like, that's not true. Like, my family's not from Haiti, blah, blah, blah. And it's, like, you soon realize, like.
Can I come in here?
Yeah. Hold on. Ooh. Sorry.
Can you pause it?
Oh, yeah, I don't know how to pause.
It's okay, it's only for my...
I will,
Okay.
okay. yeah, so I feel like both Puerto Ricans and Dominicans distance themselves from blackness in general. And I feel like it was a lot more on the Dominican side because they, like, we share an island with Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been so much conflict in, like, the entire history of that island of Hispaniola, like, where, you know, I think there was a point in time where, like, Haiti occupied DR for a little bit. So, like, there's, like, a lot of, like, negative feelings that DR has towards Haiti and Haitians, and especially, like, Haitian Dominicans or, like, Dominicans with Haitian ancestry on the borderlands. So, a big thing is, like, if someone calls you, like, Haitian, and you're, like, have Dominican ancestry, like, that, like, causes fights, like, so fast. Like, people will instantly fight you for that. And I forgot what was the second part of, like, your question. Like, what was the second part?
Like, how does your case differ from that? Because yours is, like, the exact opposite.
Of most, like, of, like,
yeah.
Most cases, yeah.
Like, in most cases, people... who are Latino or Afro-Latino, aren't acknowledging the fact that they're black, but in your case, you're not acknowledging the fact that you're Latino.
Yeah.
But I guess that all goes back to your dad,
yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's, like, mostly these, like, my dad, like, I know, like, it was just, like, very, like, My dad was very strict and, like, was just, like, you know, if he ever heard, like, I know, like, one time my sister got in a lot of trouble for speaking Spanish in the house, and he was just, like, not for it. And, like, when I was younger, I was, like, she's just studying for a Spanish test or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, for my dad, it came with a lot of, like, baggage and, like, a lot of, like, yeah. historical stuff, because he, like, lived through some of it and, like, or, like, what happened then. And it's, like, I mean, he wasn't really that old during that time, but he just, like, knew from, like, his mm-hmm. parents and, like, whatever. So, it was very easy for me to, it was very easy for me to distance myself from the Latino side, as well as just, like, I had more family from, bless you. I had more family from Barbados mm-hmm. in Boston, where I'm from. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was very easy for me to connect with that side of the family mm-hmm. Because there were so many of us in Boston. And, like, my grandparents on my dad's side were both down in DR. Like, I only saw them, like, every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And to the point, and, like, actually got to the point where, like, we stopped visiting. Or at least, not really stopped on purpose. It was just, like, it's been a while since we visited. Because, like, last time I did, it was like, maybe 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's, like, it's... Actually, yeah, my case is pretty interesting. And, I mean, I feel like me and my siblings, like, have a very, like, unique case where it's just, like, yeah, like, you know, we have Dominican in our family. Like, you know, we have, like, a number of Dominicans in our family or whatever. And, like, but, like, we don't identify or, like, as closely with it, like, as, like, most other people. Like, it would be, like, switched around for others, yeah. you know. Actually, no, I've seen that with, like, some of my other friends. Like, I have some friends that are from Honduras, and, like,
really?
They're more, it's, like, a lot easier for them to, but also I guess they're also mixed, because I know I have one friend that's from Honduras, and her dad's from, like, Jamaica or something, mm-hmm. her mom's from Honduras, her dad's from Jamaica, so it's, like, it's kind of the same way, actually, but not as, like, negative, where she wasn't allowed to speak Spanish. It was just that it just happened that way, where she was more, like, associated with her blackness, as well as just, like, I feel like people I've met from Honduras is, like, not as, like, there's not that type of, like, internalized, like, racism over there, because mm-hmm. I feel like it's predominantly, like, I mean, DR is also predominantly black, regardless, but it's, like, for them, it's more of, like, I guess when Dominicans see themselves as Dominican, they don't consider themselves black. It's, like, it's not really mm-hmm. a race. It's, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's, like,
it's just, like, based on the history, like, it's just, like, most Dominican people are, like, acknowledge the fact that they are black, pretty much. Is that what you're saying, or no?
They don't. Like, I feel like they're Dominican first, and, like, I don't think they'll ever acknowledge, like, being black. Like, it's very similar to, like, so, like, Boston has a huge Cape Verdean population as well, and, like, a lot of Cape Verdeans I know don't associate themselves as being black. They call themselves Cape Verdean. Like, mm-hmm. no, I'm not Cape, like, I'm not black, I'm Cape Verdean. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's kind of, like, the same way Dominicans mm-hmm. identify themselves. Like, oh, like, no, I'm not black, I'm Dominican. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, so, like, or at least, like, that's in my experience. I don't know if it's different with any other Dominican neighborhoods in, I don't know, say, New York or mm-hmm. whatever, but that's what I've experienced, or, like, I've witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't know. I guess, like, I'm pretty unique. Like, my family situation is very unique about that. Mm-hmm. But also, like, if you look at, say, other Central American countries that have just this, like, a high black population,
mm-hmm.
it's drastically different, because, like, I know, like, a lot of, I don't know, like, I have a friend, I have, like, a good number of friends from Honduras or, like, Panama, and, like, mm-hmm. they consider themselves black before, yeah. whatever. And I feel like that's also kind of a thing where they know, like, the history of, like, the Panama Canal and how, like, some of their ancestors, like, you know, traveled from whatever Caribbean country to work on the canal or something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, a lot of people that you are describing can be, like, can identify as Afro-Latino. I just feel like the word isn't widespread enough
yeah.
yet for people to even start utilizing it. And if it was, like, I'm unsure if people would
yeah.
use it, because everyone's so set in their ways.
Yeah, exactly.
do you think that there's a difference between, like, being mixed, Black and Latino, and being, like, Afro-Latino in the eyes of certain people? Like, how you're saying, like, some of your friends are mixed, so, like, it's different. And, like, you're mixed. So do you think the fact that you're mixed kind of detracts from you wanting to identify with that as well?
I don't know. I've always this is also another thing with, like, the whole blackness thing, but, like, I've never, like, considered myself as mixed. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, you know, my mom's darker skinned and my dad's lighter skinned, but, like, we're all black, so it's, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of, like, how I've, like, viewed it. I've actually never thought of myself as mixed before. Like, I just knew that, you know, my parents' families came from different islands, you know.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I actually never thought about, like, being mixed, but, like...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I have, like, many, like, identity crises, like, what was the other part of the question? Like, what was the other part? Like, you were saying, like,
I don't think it's applicable if you don't, you know, identify yourself as mixed.
Yeah, because...
I mean... Based on, like, the definitions I know of mixed, like, you're mixed with two different races from two different islands.
Yeah.
Even though you consider them to be, like, the same.
Yeah. I've always considered to be the same. Because I always, like, thought, like, mixed was, like, all right, like, white, Asian, or, like, black, white, or whatever, something like that. And, like, I've never, like...
Thought of it as, like, two similar
kinds. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's also, I don't know, I guess, like... It's easy to do. Yeah. I don't know, like...
I also feel like Barbados and DR are very different.
Very different. Like, I mean, speak different languages.
Yeah.
Barbados doesn't have any of, like, that whole internalized issue or anything like that. It's just... I don't know.
That's really interesting. Yeah. I'm sorry for popping that up on you. I have one last question, and if you could give, like, a concrete or not so concrete definition of, like, what being Afro-Latino is, like, what would it be?
I'd say, like, being of, or, like,
because for me, it's hard to describe Afro-Latino without making it sound like mixed.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm having the trouble with, because it's like, damn, that sounds like it's mixed instead of just like people of African descent that live in, like, that's where it becomes weird, you know? So, I don't know, because I feel like Afro-Latinos are entitled to the Latino, like, label,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I feel like if you just say, like, oh, like, you know, I don't know, if there's, like, a separation of, like, Afro-Latino, that, I don't know, it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems like they're not granted the same, like, damn, I never liked that. Okay, so, like, by, like, saying that they're, like, of African descent that just, like, so happen to live in Latino countries, it's, like, it just seems like they're occupying the space that, like, they don't belong to. Kind of, like,
displacing them. Yeah. And, like, stripping the culture away from them, basically.
Exactly. So there's, like, some danger in saying some stuff, like, saying that, and it's, like, there's, like, a lot of danger in just, like, separating the two and just, like, making it seem like a lot of Afro-Latinos mm-hmm. are just occupying space, and, like, that's, you know, not true, because, you know, they have large contributions to... I mean, if you look at most of the dances, like, mm-hmm. both DR or Puerto Rican, like, the drums that they use is, like, mm-hmm. based off of, you know, West African traditions. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, you know, they have... Yeah, so they have, like, I don't know, they have a huge influence on, like, those Latino countries, you know? And it's, like, it's not fair to say, oh, well, you know, they were just, you know, slaves that so happened to come off of my island. Like, you know, and it's, like... So to define it would be tough, but it's like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's, like, the problem is, like, that's some of the common, or, like, the definition that many people will have on the outside. They're mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, like, you know, they're just, like, of African descent. They just, like, live in these Latino countries. Mm-hmm. And it should be more of, like, something that's more, like, encompassing, where it includes, like, both Latino mm-hmm. and African cultures. So even with, I don't know, with that definition, I would say, like, Dominicans are Afro, like, Latino, even if they just, I don't know. That's just me being, like, idealistic and saying, like, oh, no, like, you know, Afro-Latinos, like, no. And despite them saying, oh, well, I'm mixed with this and this and this, it's like, I don't know. It sounds, like, mad ignorant. I don't know. I'm, like, going down a weird path. I don't know. I just feel like there's, like, a large element of, like, Africanism mm-hmm. and, like, Dominican, like, culture, like, and Dominican society, and it's, like, sucks that it's being repressed and, like, and also, like, you know, oppressed, where it's, like, you know, because of, mm-hmm. you know, the shade of your skin, it's, like, it could put you in trouble, or, like, it can cause you to lose citizenship, or, like, you yeah. know, so, like, stuff like that. Oof, damn. So, yeah, like, stuff like that, I guess. I didn't really create a formal definition for Afro-Latino, but I will say it's dangerous to, like, separate the two, or, like, have it seem like it's only, like, people of African descent that occupies Latino lands, when it's, there's more of a intertwined mm-hmm. relationship. So, yeah. Okay. I think that's what I have.
Thank you.